You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. It's college football week, kids. Today is Tuesday. You just got to make it to... We got college football kicking off at 5:30 in the afternoon on Thursday. Cannot wait. USF Boise State getting us started on Thursday. We got games into the evening. I'm going to be a tired boy on Friday because I'm staying up until it's all over. Then we got games on Friday. Then we got games on Saturday starting at noon and running until bleep you o'clock in the morning. Fight it. Tooth and nail every second, all right? A lot of Red Bull going down the hatch on Friday morning. Guarantee that.
Long term, that stuff can't be healthy. I mean, I don't know.
Long term, the majority of the decisions I make aren't healthy. I am aware of that.
It's a good point.
At some point, you know what I did yesterday? Since I was going over to Furman. By the way, coming up here in about 38 minutes from now, Jason Donnelly, the athletic director at Furman, is going to join us here on the program. They unveiled the new and improved Timmins Arena last night. Oh, it's a beauty. It's a beauty. It is a beauty. And we're going to talk to Jason Donnelly about that coming up here in a little less than 40 minutes.
I do believe, although my brain is dying, that I was there for the original Timmins Arena. I need to look it up and see. I know I was over there for something.
It's gorgeous. Upgraded, improved facilities are gorgeous. We're going to talk to Jason Donnelly about that coming up a little bit later on in the show. But I was going yesterday to get ready for that because, you know, if I'm going to go out in public, I'm going to look nice. All right? I broke out the navy blue pants because they match the white shirt with the blue tag.
You are representing this fine company and this program.
100%.
I mean.
So I went yesterday, hit the old straight razor shave on the neck, you know, trim up the neck beard just a little bit. I'm a straight razor shave guy. And I went to shave and I realized as I was shaving, that I'm starting to get just that, like, that little bit of skin fold under the chin where it's like it's starting to sag because the skin don't bounce back like it used to. You know what I mean? Like, when you're young and formidable, you know, you can bulk up a little bit, fatten up a little bit, lose it, bang. You just, I got that, just that little bit of like a hang down here so where the skin's not tightening back up.
It's a pre-goiter.
Sure. I don't know what that means, but yes.
You don't know what a goiter is?
No, I don't, and I'm not going to look it up.
You probably should look it up.
Nah, I'm good.
It's definitely a pre-goiter. That's not going to be good for you.
It's the beginning of the proverbial old man turkey neck is what's happening here. And I felt it for the first time yesterday when I ran that straight razor and it's like, "Oh, that skin's not tight like it used to be." Oh, it's not great. Not great. Anyway,
feel free to send Rob pictures of goiters.
Or, hear me out on this, absolutely don't do that. Hey, let's do the audio blitz. Some of the best audio we've picked up around the last 24 hours since the last time we did the audio blitz. I'm going to go with this one. Because I got to tell you, I heard this. This was from two nights ago. The Seattle Mariners were taking on the not Oakland Athletics. And it was in Seattle. It was kids' night at the ballpark. The Mariners moved up first pitch a couple of hours so the kids could come out, you know, have themselves a healthy night at the ballpark, learn to love baseball. And to celebrate kids' night, the Mariners broadcast allowed a young man to come up and call an at-bat on the game. Jacob Wilson of the Not Oakland Athletics was in the box when a young man got to live out his dream and go behind the mic to call an AB in a baseball game.
Next to bat, Jacob Wilson, number 5.
Batting just over 300 this year. It's a good hitter.
Yeah, I would say so. And the pitch. Hit out into left field. Ah!
Russell, what are we doing?
Why?
You can think of it as being very lucky or
what
very
is
unlucky.
Going on around here, Russell?
Man. That's just sad.
That's just sad. You can tell that Russell is daddy's kid, all right? He's a baseball kid. And you know that because while he called Jacob Wilson coming up in ruining this young man's day, he's got a chance to call a major league at-bat, and Jacob Wilson sends one about 12 rows deep to left field. And my man Russell says,
ah!
Russell, what are we doing?
Russell! What are we doing? Dude channeled his old man in that minute. I don't know who Russell's old man is, but I know that he's a diehard Mariners guy, and I know that Russell has seen the bad guys go yad a couple of times and heard the old man drop in, on the TV. That's incredible. Russell almost let an FCC violation fly on the fly. An announcer guy goes, Russell, what are we doing? That's so good. I watched that clip like 19 times this morning because it is, in the year 2025, my favorite play-by-play call of the MLB season so far. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. David Pollack had a couple of nice things to say about you South Carolina Gamecocks.
William Bryce Stadium.
Yep.
William Bryce Stadium.
Yep.
It's cool, man. Absolutely stupid. The Rooster is awesome. I mean, here's the thing. The thing that makes that place really special that I like, even when they were terrible, those fans were unbelievable.
For sure.
Like, even when they weren't winning games, they were sold out and they were into their team, loving their team. Like, that's a fan base, man, now that's got something to cheer about, going to host some big games this year, coming off of a big season. Like, that atmosphere is not going to be fun. Whoever has to step in there, you're not going to like it.
So there you go. There's David Pollack saying Willie B is going to be an electric factory this year. He said even when that team was bad, that place was popping.
I hated David Pollack when he was in college.
Because he was really good at linebackering?
Yeah, that would be why.
Yeah, that's a good reason why. Good reason why. He said Willie B is stupid. That's how good it is. When you use stupid as a compliment, something is absolutely out of control. I love it. Mickey Moniak plays for the Colorado Rockies, and the Rockies are bad enough that when they are playing national games, they got to figure out how the hell do we get people to watch Colorado Rockies games. And their answer was, let's mic up outfield all-star Mickey Moniak.
I saw you the other night in a Patrick Queen Steelers jersey.
That's right.
Are you a Steelers fan?
I am. Most of my family's from Western Pennsylvania. So grandpa grew up in Youngstown. A lot of family up in Erie. There's some here today. So, yeah, I was a Charger fan growing up. And they left me, they can't leave San Diego and go to LA and expect me to still be a fan. So went 2 years without a team and, you know, was feeling the void and you know, figured the Steelers were a good fit.
They're the greatest franchise in history. It's okay.
We welcome you with open arms, Mickey.
I appreciate it.
Mickey Boniek said, I was a Chargers fan out in San Diego, but when they left and they went to L.A., you could not expect me to stay a fan. So I had 2 years where I didn't have a team. Grandpappy is from the coal country, steel country, outside of Pittsburgh, around Youngstown. What is, Zoe, you and I have both, you less dramatically than I, but you and I both have been in a spot where we were under threat of losing our football team. The Saints, after Hurricane Katrina, were very close to leaving New Orleans and going either to San Antonio. The one good thing in his career that Jerry Jones has ever done was telling the NFL, we do not want another team in Texas. There's already two. I don't need a third. They were going to go to Oklahoma City. Fortunately for me, the folks of Oklahoma City were not willing to give Tom Benson, the owner at the time, enough money to justify it, so they ended up staying there. You have watched your team in Kansas City, Missouri, be courted to moving to Kansas City, Kansas, and having to change nothing about the team except the city they play in.
Yeah, stadium, though.
Would that be enough to get you out? If they said, we're leaving Arrowhead, we're going to another state, we're just hopping across the border, but we're going to Kansas City, Kansas, instead of Kansas City, Missouri, would you be like, that's not my football team?
No, I don't, and I don't know why I wouldn't. Maybe it's because I don't live there. I think it's different if you lived there and you grew up and in the area, maybe. I don't know why I feel that way. Because when Cleveland left, that ticked me off. Because Art Modell did it in the middle of the night like a coward.
Yeah, that was weak.
I mean, maybe that's what bothered me more than anything, is he did it that way. This was out in the open negotiation, so it's to the highest bidder, and I think they would have still been playing in Kansas City, except Kansas City, Kansas.
When the Saints were talking about, or it was being talked about, the Saints leaving New Orleans, I had a genuine identity crisis.
The Saints would have changed their name and everything.
I had to change everything.
The Chiefs would not have done that.
Yeah, so, you guys would have. And not only, you wouldn't have to change the name of the city of the name of the team. You'd have still been the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
The Saints would have changed everything. And I genuinely was like, I have had.
And maybe in Kansas City, Kansas, Andy Reid wouldn't be in threat of his life while he's sitting in his office, maybe. I don't know.
When the Saints were looking back in the early 20-aughts about potentially leaving after Katrina to go to San Antonio or Oklahoma City, I genuinely had an identity crisis. I'm like, man, like, I've got that team's logo tattooed on my back, right? Like, that is a huge part of my identity that would just not exist anymore.
By the way, for new listeners, he has clarified it's not a tramp stamp. I just, you know, I mean, you just
on my upper back, on my shoulder.
Yeah, there we go.
It's on my shoulder. Let's be real clear about that. Candace Parker, absolute WNBA legend, former Tennessee Volunteer, went on to have a stellar career, a WNBA Hall of Famer, no doubt. A handful of days ago, she put out a power ranking of WNBA players, and she got a lot of pushback because basically a lot of fans were like, oh, you're just hating on. And Candace Parker is tired of it.
We have to come to a place in women's basketball where we can critique without being a hater. I, in no way, shape, or form, am a hater. What player are you taking Angel Reese over of those that I just listed? Are you taking Angel above Paige? Are you taking Angel above Arike? Are you taking Angel above Sabrina or Kelsey or Caitlin or Asia or Nafisa or Brianna? No.
That's it. That's the take.
Yeah, I think that just, that should stop everything. Should. All right, this is some sad news coming out of the NFL. The New York Giants have released quarterback Tommy DeVito.
Oh, no, Tommy! What are we doing?
That's according to Adam Schefter.
You got to be kidding me, man. Tommy DeVito, absolute New Jersey icon.
They got like 15 quarterbacks, so
but they had Tommy DeVito! The type of dude that you go, hey, Patrick Mahomes is over there. It'd be a real shame if something bad happened to him. You know what I mean? This Jaden Daniels fella.
Okay, all right.
New kid on the block, huh? What do you say we introduce him? That's how we do things here in New Jersey. I'm just saying, Tommy, you send Tommy DeVito to the other sideline. He was like, Tommy, why don't you go over there, offer him a little gabagool, and let's see if Jaden Daniels is still excited about playing here in the NFC East. What do you think about that? And Tommy DeVito would say, I got a gabagool right here. I watched way too much Sopranos, all right? Just way too much. Just every character is Paulie now.
I've heard that thing mentioned a bunch of times, and by other shows, and everyone mentions that. What is that?
The Sopranos?
No.
Gabagool?
Yeah, what is that?
Gabagool. It's like a tray of meat that you eat before you eat the main dish.
You don't know what it is, do
No,
you?
it's effectively like fancy deli meat. You put it out on a platter. All right, you set it down on a table. Everybody just kind of snacks on the gabagool. I think. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I don't know for sure. I think that's
gabagool
what it is.
Gabagool is an Italian-American pronunciation of capicola, a cured meat made from pork neck and shoulder.
Hey, gabagool!
The meat is seasoned with salt, pepper, and chili peppers, then slow roasted or cured for several months. In American pop culture, the term gabagool gained prominence through the television series The
Tony!
So it's about meat.
Hey, you got the gabagool. Austin said, okay, Robbie D'Angelo.
How many people say that and they don't know what that is?
I'm going to say most of them.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to say most of us watch The Sopranos. It's about as close to a modern day interpretation of that life as you can get. So all that being said, I'm just saying, we may or may not have a need for a third quarterback down in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Really,
I'm just saying.
You really want Tommy DeVito as your third quarterback?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
If Jake Haener. He's a pretty boy, all right? If he was to just suddenly, I don't know, disappear, just maybe nobody hears from him again, there might be room on a roster for Tommy DeVito, huh? Tommy Gabagool. All right, the Candace Parker thing real quick before we go out to a break.
This is how slow I am. I just now got to the music.
The Candace Parker thing. This has happened to me a couple of times. I am, to the chagrin of many of you, and zero care of my own, a WNBA fan, advocate. I push and advocate for women's basketball, women's sports in general, but women's basketball. I love it. I enjoy it. The problem that I have had many times is I have attempted to argue online because it's just my favorite thing to do. I have had WNBA conversations online. One of the ones I had the other day was, I'm at this point relatively convinced I think Paige Bueckers is better than Caitlin Clark. Like, overall, I think if I was starting a WNBA team right now, I would take Paige Bueckers over Caitlin Clark. Now, Caitlin Clark obviously has been missing quite a bit of time with a variety of injuries. They were hoping that they were going to get her back tonight. She is listed as out for one more. Hopefully we get Double C back by the end of the week. I think Paige Bueckers is a better player, overall better player. I think Caitlin Clark's a better shooter, but I think Paige Bueckers might be a better overall player. I had that take online a few weeks ago, and I got like a bunch of replies from people that have never interacted with me before who were like, why are you hating on Caitlin Clark? You're a Caitlin Clark hater. You're out here trying to make women's basketball look bad. It's like, no, dude. One of the things, and I chalk it up to growing pains for a league that is finally getting the attention that it has deserved for a very long time. Players finally getting the respect that they have deserved for a very long time. But one of the problems that comes along with that, one of the growing pains, is that fans of that league are so used to hearing mainstream sports fans poo-poo their league that any discussion, criticism about players in it is automatically taken as disrespect. It's automatically taken as, oh, you're crapping on the gals. No, I'm not. Quite the opposite. I'm one of the few advocates in local media that you have. What I am saying is, if you want me to talk about the league the way you want me to talk about the league, as if it is a big mainstream league, you've got to let me talk about the players the way we talk about the players. And I'm glad to have Candace Parker on my side in that argument. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Tommy, I gotta tell you, it's kind of interesting to see a third, fourth, fifth string quarterback get the cut, and he like takes over every sporting outlet. You know what I mean? You go online, Tommy DeVito is trending right now. They just brought Adam Schefter on ESPN a minute ago, specifically to talk about Tommy DeVito.
All right, who needs to pick him up? The Jets? I mean, does he need to remain in the New York area?
I mean,
is there another place that Tommy would fit, personality and all?
If you get kicked out of the family, do you go right across town? Do you go to the other family and go, hey, I'm on the outs?
Well, yeah,
I need a place to go.
You do. Or you go to Florida, somewhere in Florida.
That's if you get put into the program.
Yeah.
If you get sent out to Florida, you get a new. If he shows up down in Florida, all of a sudden he's going to be Tommy Wilson. No, I don't know who this DeVito character is. I've never even been to New Jersey. I don't know what you're talking about. Jersey Joe texted the show, said, forget about it!
I guess he could also go to Buffalo. I mean, I don't know. I'm seeing, you know, there's, what, three teams in New York? Surrounding area?
Yeah, but
area.
Them folks up in Buffalo, that's upstate. That's different. It's not that they got trees and stuff. You know, we got buildings in the interstate. They got trees in what? Picnic tables.
Pittsburgh? I mean, Pennsylvania area? I don't know. I'm just trying to.
I don't know where Tommy DeVito.
Maybe Vrabel picks him up.
I feel like Tommy. You know what? Just put Tommy DeVito in Roger Goodell's office right now. Immediately. Just move him to the commissioner's office. I love Tommy DeVito. That dude's hilarious. You know the legend you got to go through? The absolute legend. You got to go through to become a dude that gets cut from your fourth string quarterback position and immediately, like, you're the talk of the town. That's incredible, man. Incredible. All right, we got a bunch more we're going to get to over the course of the show. I did ask a little bit earlier, and I'm looking for your answers at 844-326-3663, 844-FANFONE. What do the South Carolina Gamecocks need to do? What do the Clemson Tigers need to do in order for their respective quarterbacks, Lenora Sellers and Cade Klubnik, to ultimately end up being Heisman Trophy winners? Here's where I've landed, and I'm curious as to if you're in the same boat with me. For Lenora Sellers, I think the Gamecocks have to be 9-3. The last three Heisman Trophy winners have all come from teams that missed the college football playoffs. They have all three come from teams that did not make it to the dance. I don't think you have to make it to the dance. I don't think you have to make it to a conference championship game. I do think you have to stand out. And I think 9-3 for this football team, especially if most of the teams you play down the stretch, and I'm talking primarily about LSU, I am talking about Ole Miss, I am talking about Texas A&M. If all of those teams uphold their end of the bargain, if all of those teams are undefeated out of conference, are solid within it, etc., if all of those teams are good football teams, I think the nation will look and go, damn, that schedule's rough, dude. That schedule is rough for the Gamecocks. And if that is the case, I think you get a little bit of bonus points. I think that there is, much like the SEC gets when it comes time to select who's going into the playoffs at the end of the year, I think there will be some bonus points available for Lenora Sellers in the Heisman Trophy race. I don't think that Cade Klubnik has that same level of grace from the voting committee of the Heisman Trophy awards presentation. I think they are going to look at Clemson. And again, this could theoretically change if I am correct about the ACC, more specifically about the teams within it that I am high on. I'm talking about Louisville. I'm talking about SMU. I am talking about the rambling wreck of Georgia Tech. Then maybe there are some bonus points out there for Cade Klubnik. But even if that is the case, I do not think the bonus points are available for him the way that they are for Lenora Sellers. And if that is the case, I do not think Clemson can do worse than at absolute worst 10-2. Now, if that 10-2 is LSU and South Carolina, then Cade Klubnik will have to outplay Lenora Sellers in a head-to-head matchup at the end of the year. I think it is very possible that Lenora's could end up one game worse off, maybe two, than Clemson. But if the Palmetto Bowl at the end of the year very clearly goes the way of Lenora Sellers, I think that team could be 9-3 and he could win the Heisman over an 11-1 Cade Klubnik. We'll see. But I do think that the bonus points are available for Lenora Sellers in a way that they are not available for Cade Klubnik. I think Clemson will just have to do more. I think they'll have to do more because the schedule is better. I think they'll have to do more because it is just looked at nationally, and I can say this with, I think, some level of objectivity. Nationally, I think everybody knows the Clemson roster around Cade Klubnik is just better than the roster built around Lenora Sellers. So if the numbers are identical, Sellers will get the nod. What do you think is the minimum that Clemson will have to do? What do you think is the minimum that South Carolina will have to do for those two quarterbacks to either A, be in the Heisman Trophy celebration, or B, to claim the title? 844-326-3663 is the number to the Hub City Spartanburger text line, 844-326-3663. Text your answers. We'll revisit that conversation to start the 9 o'clock hour, because coming up next, Jason Donnelly, the athletic director of the Furman Paladins, going to join us on the program to talk about yesterday's opening of the new and improved Timmins Arena there on the campus at Furman. That's next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. And joining us now on the show. And if you're not watching on the stream, I suggest you do, because yesterday I got the opportunity to head on over to the beautiful campus of Furman University, home of the Dens. And I got to tell you, I walked into the new, the improved, the upgraded, the renovated at Timmins Arena, and y'all world class at this point. To talk about that, the vice president for intercollegiate athletics, or as we like to call him in the business, the athletic director over at Furman, my amigo Jason Donnelly joins us here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Up. Jason, did you sleep well last night? Because you were busy yesterday, pal. Do we have Jason? Have you recovered from yesterday, buddy? Like, are you, did you get a good night's sleep? Because you were running around like a madman yesterday. All right, we're working on getting Jason on the phone. We'll see how that goes. Jason, do you have me, sir? I'm going to go with that's a no yet. All right. Give us just a second. We're going to get Jason Donnelly on the line, the athletic director over at Furman University, the new and improved Timmins Arena. If you're not watching on the live stream, do it now, because yesterday not only did I get an opportunity to head on over to Furman University to check out the recently renovated, upgraded, new, improved Timmins Arena, but I was able to take a bunch of pictures of the facility. And I've got them running on a slideshow right now on the stream. So if you are a Furman Paladin fan, friend, alum, booster, donor, whatever, go over to the stream and check it out right now, because I do have the pictures yesterday. Bob Ritchie, the head coach of the Furman Paladin men's basketball team, said it is a mid-major arena with major, major vibes. And I got to tell you, I absolutely got there. Like, one of the things I am interested in talking with Jason about was the way that this came about in an era where obviously schools like Furman, when we talk about the domination of college athletics, primarily by the Power Two, the Big Ten and the SEC. And then we talk about the fact that the money is more important than it has ever been. The conversation over the years has been, if there's only so much money to go around, how do schools like Furman, like Wofford, how do they stay relevant? How do they stay in existence? How do they operate moving forward? And one of the answers that I have given for years is that colleges like a Furman, I think, have to operate from this point forward with a very fan-first mentality. I think they have to operate much like minor league baseball teams do. The Spartanburgers, the Drive. Minor league hockey teams do. The Greenville Swamp Rabbits. Soccer clubs like the Greenville Triumph. The way that those outfits operate. That is to say, I think they have to operate with a, what is going to make people want to come here? What is going to make people want to spend a Saturday afternoon or a Wednesday evening in our arena watching our sport? And I think one of the answers to that is you've got to have an arena, you've got to have a complex that is catering to them, caters to them maybe even more than it caters to the team itself, right? Like, this is why over the last couple of years, the Greenville Triumph worked so hard to get their new stadium up and running over at Bridgeway. It is to make sure that they are able to build an arena, and Furman's done an incredible job hosting the Triumph without a doubt. But the Triumph want a soccer-specific stadium so that they can have a stadium that they can tailor and customize directly to the needs, the wants, the desires of Greenville Triumph fans. I think when you look at the Swamp Rabbits, if you go into the Bon Secours Wellness Arena, you know what that arena does, right? Like, that arena is the multi-purpose facility. That arena is an arena that is catering to concerts and galas and events, etc., etc. But if you go in there on any given day, what you will find is that that stadium goes above and beyond in making sure that it feels like it is the home of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. If you head on over to Fluor Field, if you head on over to Three Fifths in Spartanburg, you will find out that those stadiums, while they host a litany of events, they are designed and operated very specifically to create a world where Drive fans and Spartanburgers fans go, yeah, I kind of want to go to the ballpark. I kind of want to go to a baseball game tonight. And it's not necessarily just about the baseball. It's about the experience at large. So I went yesterday to Timmins Arena, the new, the improved, the upgraded Timmins Arena. And I will tell you that if you did not get the chance to go yesterday, you're going to love it. You're going to love the upgrades. I will start with one that hilariously, and I appreciated this out of him. And when we're able to get Jason on here in just a minute, I'll ask him about it. I was talking to Jason yesterday before the unveiling began. And when I was telling him, dude, the place looks incredible. I'm blown away. What a spectacular job you guys have done with this. He was running me through some of the upgrades that they have. And he goes, yeah, man, we put a lot into it. We think we're gonna, there's new bathrooms everywhere. Like, it's hype. It's absolutely hype. I think that that's incredible. I think the fact that there is a bar/concession stand on all four sides of the basketball court is spectacular. I'll tell you what I absolutely loved. As a sports bro, they have I am going to call it a party deck, all right, over on the far side. When you walk in the front doors, over on the far side, there's what I am going to call a party deck. It's kind of a standing room, high top table only area, big platform, looks down over the court. And up above where you would look down at the court, there is a handful of big, big screen TVs. Why is that important? Well, if I want to go to a Furman game. But let's also say that theoretically, there's another game going on, right? Like, I'm over there, but there's also a big-time SEC game going on between two potential Final Four teams. They'll be able to put that on as well. So you can go to a Furman game, but still be up to date with everything that is happening in the sports world. In fact, I had a bit of a laugh yesterday because I went into the lounge that connects out to the basketball floor. I went out to the lounge, and when I did, they had a bunch of TVs back there as well. And one of them had, you know, some generic sports stuff on. They were talking about the golf and the Ryder Cup and all that. And the other one was just replaying on a loop the end of the Furman, Virginia NCAA March Madness tournament upset game on it. And me and like four other dudes were sitting in that room just watching that game on loop and on replay and talking about it. I'm like, this is exactly what's going to make this work, is the fact that you've created this environment where I am here just for like, just for a little ceremony, right? And it wasn't a little ceremony. They had the band, they had the cheerleaders, they had the step team, they had the dance team, they had the men's basketball and women's basketball team, they had the volleyball team out. It was phenomenal. But I'm here for a arena opening ceremony at this new basketball gym. And what ends up happening, but me and like six or seven Furman fans are sitting there around a table just having a great time reminiscing about that win over Virginia in the tournament. Like, that's how I knew in that moment. That is the moment that I was like, this stadium is going to accomplish exactly what Furman needs. And that's not even to say I got to take a tour of the locker room. Dude, it looks as nice as any Power 5 Division 1 locker room for a basketball team I've ever been in. They, in the locker room, have the wins wall, where if you are a member of the Paladin basketball team and you reach 70, 80, 90, or 100 wins, your picture and your name goes up on the wall of the facility for perpetuity. Spectacular. You celebrate your athletes. They got big screens with PS5s and Xboxes. Their lockers are big, spacious, nice. Like, if you are Furman and you are trying to get the best basketball players that you can get to come play at Paladin Stadium, you will not be able to throw the NIL money at them that some other schools will be able to. You know what you can do? You can provide them with a brand new gym that has incredible facilities, a beauty of a locker room. You can provide them with a place that those athletes walk in and they go, yeah, I want to play basketball here. This is where I want to be. This is where I want to play my hoops. This place is spectacular. Let's have at it. So I was blown away. I was impressed. I don't know what to tell you. It was a phenomenal job by the Furman Paladins to put this together. I think Here's what we'd like to do. I'm going to check with Jason, see if he can come on with us at 9. See if we can get him up in the next segment, because I don't want to throw 2 minutes at you. I've got the slideshow running on the stream. If you haven't seen it yet, come to the stream, facebook.com/thefanupstate, the Fan Upstate on YouTube or Twitter, the Rob Brown Show on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Twitch. I got some pictures I was fortunate enough to take yesterday from the arena. And when we come back in the next segment, we will get the athletic director of Furman University, Jason Donnelly, on the show. We'll check in with all that went into the upgrades. We'll get into some of the specific upgrades that were made to Timmins Arena, and some enormous news about Furman's basketball team moving forward. All that coming up. Jason Donnelly next on the Rob Brown Show. Lonzo with a sports flash now.
Yay. I think I can make this work.
Hooray.
The Atlanta Braves lost to Miami last night 2-1. Spencer Strider's record dropped to 5-12. That's not good. After giving up just 3 hits and 1 run across 7 innings, Atlanta had just 3 hits on the night. Their only run coming from Drake Baldwin, whose home run for the rookie was his 14th of the year in the 9th inning. Running back Rasul Faison will be available to the Gamecocks in week 1 as the NCAA finally approved his eligibility waiver yesterday. The former Utah State second team All-Mountain West player signed with the Gamecocks in January, but had to wait for an eligibility waiver, making him a 7th-year senior. Faison rushed for over 1,000 yards and scored 8 touchdowns last year. The Bengals and edge rusher Trey Hendrickson have ended their negotiations. Hendrickson has agreed to a $14 million raise from the team, boosting his salary this year to $30 million, plus a $1 million signing bonus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.